Welcome to this edition of How Do I Thrive? A place to discuss ideas, concepts, and methods of improving your life. Welcome back, everyone. Hope you enjoyed that first episode. Today, we're going to get right into it and talk about what I believe to be the most important aspect of forming and manifesting your thriving life. And really, that gets down to building a proper foundation. It's what I call the foundations. If you don't have a strong cement base for a house, for example, everything else built on top of it is just not going to work out right. It's not going to line up right. And so it's really key you get this right. And as a result, it's important that you take proper time to get the right dimensions, the right amount of concrete, the right amount of space, the right amount of thickness built there so that everything else above it can be supported. Because otherwise things can shake, move around, not line up, and it makes it really hard and challenging. So, if you're looking to make that thriving life, this is one of the first steps, and it's also one of the hardest steps, unfortunately. So it's important you take your time with this because it's really getting to the crux of the center of who you are right now and where you want to go. And you have to ask yourself hard questions. Frankly, it's something that I'm continuously asking myself about, and I'm trying to always get more insights into what it means to be building a thriving life, and also reckoning with the fact that it's never perfect. I'm never going to be fully content, but also recognizing that's a part of the journey. And if you do any type of journaling like I do, if you reflect back, say, a year or 2 years on what your writing is, your thinking is, you can see if you've been making progress or not, or how far or how little you've actually come, or how much your mindset has shifted. Since we're the frog that's slowly boiling, it's sometimes hard to see what kind of progress we've made, if anything. But one way to do it is to look through your writing if you take the time to reflect. And yeah, that can be kind of frustrating because it seemed really slow in today's hyper age of connectivity. But, long term, I think it helps to kind of guide the ship. So what do I mean by building the foundation? I'm not going to get into all the details. So if you need help with some of this and you want a framework, there's a framework I've been slowly developing over the years that I have now kind of in a template that I think makes sense, but I want more people to test it and provide feedback. If that's something you're interested in going through, drop me an email at dustin@howdoithrive.com and I'll shoot it over to you with the ask that you provide feedback of, hey, this is good, or this is not good, or what about this? Again, I want to create things that people value and that are useful, and frankly, something that I would want to use. And as I kind of mentioned in the first episode, I like to be able to move quickly on my own pace. And so having some kind of framework or a tool that I can reference on my own and reflect on without necessarily having to talk to other people. I think it's important you do talk to other people, but maybe once you're ready. For me personally, I need time to reflect on things and think about things before I go to other people. Maybe you're like that. And so this helps me to kind of get there. So again, drop me a note at dustin@howdoithrive.com. But what I'm getting at here is, what is your mission? And what do I mean by mission? What do you want the theme of your life to be like right now? And look, I know that sounds maybe very corporate or very kind of dry, but it's really a big deal. So think about it. Why do companies and businesses set out and spend so much money and time on creating a vision, a mission, a strategy. It's so that everyone has a focused idea on where to spend their time and their efforts and what to say no to and what to say yes to. And look, governments even do this. You can go back in history. If we look at the U.S. with the New Deal, they were able to manifest the freeway infrastructure system, which didn't exist before that. If we look to modern day today, I recently went through a course where I learned about China's initiatives. If I recall correctly, they have 5-year plans where each 5 years they focus on different sectors. Maybe it's on beefing up their manufacturing sector or their biotech sector or their space sector. So why do they do that? You know, from what I found, they do that because it provides focus and it allows people, or it encourages people, to go a little bit deeper to get things that might move the needle a little bit more rather than just surface level quick fixes, quick band-aids. Those are nice, but they don't sustain in the long term or when things get really tough. And so what I found with a lot of trial and error myself is doing exactly that will make a difference. It might not seem like it at first, especially if it's big missions or visions that you're trying to go after. But assuming that you're consistent, it will pay dividends. So I'm sure you're thinking, okay, Dustin, it's kind of over my head, but give me an example. And I can give you a number of examples. And as I mentioned, I'll probably be getting a little bit vulnerable on some of these different topics because they were sensitive and I'm actively trying to work through, dealing with the facts and the realities of how painful some of these experiences were. So, one of the hardest experiences that I only recently was able to talk about was going into a lot of debt. Now, if any of you listening in have done that, it can be, some of you might feel, I know for me personally, it made me feel shameful. It made me feel like a failure. It made me feel just kind of worthless to some extent. So how did I get there? Well, you know, I listened to a lot of advice from some baby boomers that said, as I mentioned in the previous episode, hey, go to college. You'll be able to get a good job. It's great. So I went to college. The only way I could go to college was to take out loans. So I went deep, deep into debt and come to realize education debt is some of the worst debt you can get because even if you go bankrupt, they can still come after you. So I went deep into debt. And then, you know, while I was in college, I thought, well, okay, I want to do something. So I started a startup and I started applying the knowledge that I was learning in academia into that startup. And a lot of that academic knowledge didn't really fit very well with the real world. So not only was I in education debt, but the setback from a startup was definitely painful. And then to add a little bit more salt to that wound, a lot of prospective employers didn't really look at startup experience as really valid experience. So really dark time for old Dustin. And so I went into a lot of debt. Now, when I finally found a way to get a job where I was making decent money, I was working in the oil fields in North Dakota, and you would work 2 weeks on and 1 week off. And while I was there making pretty decent money, didn't have much else to do, I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to face the reality of where I'm at financially, because before that I was just ignoring it, hoping it would go away. Didn't really do that. So problems don't just typically go away. I think that's something that a lot of people tend to take that approach. They just kind of hide away from it, which I think is natural. So if you're in that space, I understand, and you're not wrong. But what I will say, it's not going to fix itself. So what I started to do is, I got a business degree, but I didn't learn what a 401k was or what an HSA was or how to do my taxes. It's kind of preposterous, really. You pay a lot of money to go to school to be able to do business systems, accounting, marketing, you name it for a business, but you can't do it for yourself. And really, I found you kind of got to treat your own life like a business. And I know some of you here might not like to hear that, but if you want to be effective and get somewhere, you really have to kind of adopt similar systems. Yeah, you got to modify them for your own approaches. But getting back to the story, so when I was on my weeks off, I had a week off. It was paid. It was pretty amazing. I lived in a man camp. And yes, if you have questions on that, drop me a note on that. I could do a whole episode on that. It was utterly fascinating. But I said, okay, I got to find out where I'm at financially and where I want to go. And once I went through all the numbers, it was pretty intense, the value that I owed. And I said, okay, how do I get out of this? How long is it going to take? And then I asked things like, okay, do I start saving for retirement now or do I get really aggressive with debt pay down? And so at that time, I kind of manifested my mission or vision of I want to get to zero debt. And I made that my main mission or vision. And I did that after kind of going through an intense exercise of asking myself, you know, where do I want to be? What kind of person do I want to be? What do I want to say yes to? What do I want to say no to? You could certainly do this yourself in your own way, like I did. Again, if you want, I've kind of developed a framework so that it can ask you the questions for you to reflect on and then take that data and keep kind of peeling back the layers. So again, if you want that, I know for me, it helps me to kind of creatively think when I just have the questions in front of me. Drop me a note at dustin@howdoithrive.com. So anyway, my main mission or vision that I manifested was, hey, I want to get to zero debt. Then the question becomes, okay, what kind of stick and carrot are you going to create for yourself? And what kind of systems are you going to create for yourself so that you can get there? Because really, you're only as good as your weakest system. It's fine just to kind of do things here and there, but if you have no type of accountability systems or process of how go about this, you're not going to get where you want to go very quickly. So I did a number of things. I'll share a couple of them here. You know, I started to learn and read a lot about money because apparently I didn't know a lot about money. Some of those resources, maybe some of you are aware of already, Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, Early Retirement Extreme, The Financial Samurai, and I just started reading everything I could in whatever time I had about this to try to get better at managing my own money. I started to really watch my expenses and like a hawk. I figured out, okay, well, if I want to track how I'm doing, I need to have a system to evaluate it. And guess what? A bank account is not very robust when it comes to that. I need something that can do some of the math for me or a way for me to evaluate, am I trending in the right way or not? And I tried Excel spreadsheets and it got too complicated too quickly and it could break. So I wound up stumbling across You Need a Budget, YNAB. And that really changed my life for me in a big way. And then a couple years later, I came across Personal Capital, which is now called Empower. That's a really powerful tool as well. So you got to have tracking systems, number one. And then number two, you need visibility. You need daily reminders. And I know some of you, myself included, initially might think, hey, those daily affirmations or reminders are kind of foo-foo-y, soft, whatever, but it really does help. And so the friends that I'm close with that know me know that I have whiteboards. Yes, really nerdy, I know, but trust me, it helps. When you have some kind of daily reminder, like a whiteboard that lists out, hey, this is your main mission or vision, And every time you get asked to do something, maybe it's something social, maybe it's something for work, maybe it's a vacation, and you can ask, you can look at the board and say, okay, will this activity help me get a little bit closer to this mission and vision? It helps you a little bit more easily say yes or no to activities, because then you have a way to kind of filter through it. For me personally, I need something like that because there's too much other noise going around in my head. But having something like that, that's just laid out there that you know you can fully trust because you created it and it's what you really want, then when things come up, you can just quickly compare and then be able to say yes or no to it. I found that to be just a game changer for me as well. And then one last tactic, maybe some of you have done this, maybe some of you hadn't. Even though I had some credit cards, I started only paying with cash. I know that's a bit more cumbersome, but when you have that cold hard cash in your hand and you have to give it away, especially if it's like a 20 or a 50 or a 100, it's kind of painful. And so there's something psychological about it that helps you really kind of look at, do I really need that extra pack of gum? You know, do I really need that candy bar? Do I really want to go to that movie? And it can help. So building all those systems together can help you to get closer to that mission and vision of what you want. And look, for me, it took me 7 years. It took me 7 years to get out of debt. And it was hard. It was a real pain, a real challenge. And it seemed utterly slow. But as long as you have good tracking systems, you can find out, okay, even though it's slow, I am making progress. Stick with it. And look, it was not easy, but it did change my life. It made it so much better. So much better. The process was not fun. It was not pretty. And a lot of people might not say that, especially in today's highlight world of social media. But when we get down to it, you got to get down to the brass tacks of what you need to do and why in life. And sometimes it's going to be dirty. That's just how it is. So that's one story. And it helped me to get out of over 6 figures of debt. It also required a number of other things, but I'm not going to get into those details today. But that, to me, that is the importance of having a really strong mission and vision, because it allowed me to stay focused. And you know, there are big trade-off costs, because I said no to a lot of things I really wanted to do, but I just felt I didn't have the time or money to do that right now. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to abstain from some of these things that I typically say yes to so that I can hit my goal, because I want it so bad. And that's another part of it. You have to figure out how bad and how far are you willing to go to get XYZ item. There was once a kind of a side story I heard where, and I'm probably not saying it correctly, but it kind of goes something like this, where there's this mentor and mentee, and the mentee says, well, I want to achieve this. And the mentor says, okay, come with me into the water. They were at the ocean. And so he tells the mentee, okay, put your head under the water and hold your breath. And he's like, why? He's like, just do it. And he's like, okay. So the mentee holds his breath, puts his head under the water, and is holding his breath. And he's starting to get to the end when, you know, he feels like he needs to get air. And the mentor grabs his neck and holds it under the water. And the mentee starts to panic a little bit because he's like, well, I need air. But he's like, well, maybe this is a part of the exercise. Who knows? So he holds a little bit more. And then all of a sudden he kind of raises his hand up like, hey, I need to come up, get some air. But the mentor holds his head there. And then he really starts to panic because he really needs air. And the mentor just keeps holding his head there. And so right before he feels like he's going to pass out, the mentor happens to pull his head up and he gets that breath of fresh air. And he finally, the mentee finally has some ease because he really thought he was going to die or pass out. And then after the mentee kind of catches his breath, the mentor says, okay, if you really want to manifest that, it has to be as as strong of a feeling as it was to get that breath of fresh air. Because if you don't have that feeling, you're not going to achieve the goal. And that really kind of stuck with me visually. If you want it bad enough, if you want it that bad as that breath of fresh air, then eventually you might have a shot of making it happen. But you really got to put all of your energy behind it. And that's tough because, as I mentioned, that's a big trade-off. And that's not always fun because sometimes you might feel like you're being boring because you're just sticking to the system to try to get there. So having that focus, as I mentioned before, is really key with helping to get to where you want to go. How bad do you want it and how far are you willing to go to get it? Now, just looking today, I have a different mission or vision, and it's on a fitness journey. And it's something that I've been trying to go after for some time lightly. And, you know, the first couple of years, I did some things that I thought, okay, it would make a difference. Going to the gym like 2-3 days a week, but not eating healthy, not getting enough sleep. And because of that, I got subpar results. And so now I'm a bit more into it where I'm going to the gym 5-6 days a week, working with a nutritionist, taking supplements. I have some tracking systems with an Apple Watch and other things. I'm really starting to see some gains, but it wasn't until I got really serious and focused and again, put those systems in place, did I start to see those gains. So just like China is doing these 5-year initiatives that kind of go deep into, say, manufacturing or space, you kind of have to do the same thing with your own life. Because just doing the Band-Aid approach, you know, you'll have that short-term blip of a gain, but you're not going to have those long-term results of what you're looking for. So it's really key to have that mission and vision very, very clear. Ideally, you have it boiled down to one phrase, or ideally one word, of what you're trying to get to. The simpler, the better, because again, then you have that filtering mechanism to say, okay, if I do this activity or I don't do this activity, will it get me a little bit closer to that next thing that I want? And you also want to be specific and clear of what that mission or vision is, because otherwise you don't know if you've arrived or not. You want to be able to say yes or no, you've arrived. So if you've heard of SMART goal analogies, specific, measurable, actionable, reasonable, and time specific. Ideally, you want it very specific so that you know you've achieved it or not. And then once you've achieved it, you can go through this process again and say, okay, what's the next thing that I want? You know, I've done some of this before previously with learning languages, and really you almost should have one major goal every year, or you could have a 5-year mission, a 10-year mission. I know I have like a 50-year mission because one of my life goals is to learn 5 languages and be able to speak them. Frankly, I'm a little behind the eight ball right now because my idea is to learn one new language every 10 years. Seems reasonable, but time tends to slip on you. So anyway, I'm not going to spend a lot more time on that, but I just wanted to get into the details a little bit of how important it is to have a strong foundation, having a strong, clear mission and vision of where you're going. Because without it, you're just kind of wandering around in the world, spinning around, which maybe for some people that's fine. But if you actually want to accomplish some things in life, it doesn't work so well. It just doesn't. You'll end up at 40 or 50 looking around saying, well, shouldn't I have this by now? Shouldn't have this just happened? Things don't just happen. You have to happen to the world or to your life. Otherwise, the world or life will happen to you. So maybe this is your wake-up call today, to kind of look around and say, how do I want to happen to my own life? And look, it's tough. So take your time, try to give yourself some grace, but not too much grace. Give yourself enough grace in recognizing that this is where you are right now, and take this as being your first day, the first step towards getting towards that more thriving life. Once you get this figured out, the other stuff will kind of fall into place more easily. It still isn't easy because I struggle with it all the time. Maybe there are better people out there, but I haven't come across too many of them. If you are, please reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you or have you on the show here to talk about what you do. But it takes a lot of effort and time and self-reflection. So thank you again for tuning into this episode, and please leave some comments below. Thanks for listening to this episode. If you found it useful, list one insight that you gained by listening to the show in the comments below. And until then, we'll see you next time.